Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hour number three, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Friday morning. And as we do every Friday morning at 8 o'clock, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com and welcome in our good friend Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter and host of Talking with TD. Presented by Crane Works and Rental Works, your source for crane and equipment rental. Visit CraneWorks.com. TD, good morning. What's going on?
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
We're great. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. So it's game week, TD. We finally made it. The matchup against the Giants coming up on Sunday. What individual matchup, maybe with a position group, intrigues you the most about this game against the Giants coming up?
Oh, well, it's easy for me, and it's one I've been talking about this week, man. It's the UCLA matchup, man. Darnay Holmes going against Kyle Phillips. I can't wait to see that, and that's a matchup that you know for sure you're going to see because they both live in the slot. So that's what I'm looking forward to seeing because, you know, Phillips, we've seen how it's been really tough to cover him, and Darnay Holmes is a pretty sticky, feisty corner. I want to see if they're able to, you know, keep that thing going. Who's going to win the battle of the Bruins?
Sticking with that that room, TD, you know, it's Woods and Westbrook-Ikhine right now is the top two on the outside. But Treylon Burks starting out here, what do you think we will see in terms of how often he'll be out there, how he'll be utilized? Is it possible we're in for a surprise and he's going to, you know, have a bigger role than maybe, you know, we some anticipated?
Well, I think he'll be involved. I don't think he could have a bigger role than some anticipated because everyone, for the most part, anticipated him being a starter. So, for me, when I look at this, you know, knowing the way that the Giants like to play as far as the pressure with the blitzes and everything and loading the boxes, there could be some one-on-one. There will be one-on-one coverage on the outside. And you know, with a guy like Burks, you know, if you can run that slant and do it effectively and get him the football, he could break a tackle, and then it's just him and the safety. And, you know, it's one of those situations where it's, hey, man, don't hit your head on the goalpost.
TD, how intrigued are you to see the Titans defensively, particularly as it, you know, pertains to slowing down Saquon Barkley, who, coming out of the New York Giants camp, it seems like is fully healthy and ready to go heading into this season?
Yeah, you know, with that, I asked Shane Bowen about that because, I mean, look, I know he hasn't put up the numbers in the last couple of years, but I still feel that guy is capable of doing some really crazy things on the field. So I asked Bowen about that, and he said that, you know, this is a week when they get multiple hats to the ball. And they do that all the time. Like, that's what they coach to swarm. But, you know, they're going to have to do it this time because if you have one guy there and he misses a tackle, you know, Saquon Barkley has that speed to take it for a house call. So I wanted to see how they go about corralling him, you know, without Harold Landry. How can they set the edge, you know, with Rashad Weaver, with Bud Dupree? I think they're going to be able to do that fine, DeNico Autry. So that's really what stands out to me. I don't think they'll be able to run inside with Simmons and Tart doing what they do. And Tart is a guy that's so underrated for his ability to stop the run and how he claws things up in the middle.
So sticking on that side of the ball, TD, it looks like Roger McCreary probably is in the slot. Right, Sunday. And I mean, if Molden isn't able to do anything this week, I mean, we get the designations today, but that's how it appears. How do you feel about that trio? We're talking McCreary, Caleb Farley, and obviously Christian Fulton, and the matchup with the Giants receivers. I mean, Tony is a really talented guy, we know. Galladay, very disappointing season last year, but I mean, they have some guys who can play. We'll see if Shepard's healthy enough, things like that. How do you look at that matchup in those corners and receivers?
Yeah, that's going to be pretty cool to watch how they match up. With Kadarius Toney, you know, and talking to Jordan Rodnow, the NFL Nation Giants reporter, there were not a lot of opportunities to see, you know, Toney. He was in and out of the lineup, like not as available as they would like to for him to have been during camp. And that's a tough thing, because if you look at Mike Kafka coming from Kansas City and how they featured Tyreek Hill, you look at Ryan Dabo coming from Buffalo with Stephon Diggs, you know, I really thought that there would be some things that they would work to do to get Tony to be that featured guy, but you're not out there able to exercise what you're being, taught. I don't know how effective you could be in the opener, so we'll see. Wan'Dale Robinson is another guy to watch out for, you know, very explosive slot/ running back type of guy. So you talk about McCreary in the slot. I would imagine he'll be matched up against him. I went back and looked, and I didn't see any matchups at Auburn for McCreary with Wan'Dale Robinson or Kadarius Toney. So this would be a new thing for him. As far as Galladay is concerned, on the outside, I like him. I like the Titans corners going against, whether it's Farley or Fulton going against him. So it's going to be a fun matchup, though.
Teron Davenport on with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. So, TD, I'm always excited to watch Derrick Henry play football. I think I'm even more excited to see what he looks like coming up on Sunday. How intriguing is just him and his individual storyline for you heading into this game and heading into this season as well?
Honestly, that is the storyline to me. And I really like the way he is so much looser during camp. And even when we got to talk to him yesterday, just very laid back. Because, sometimes he'll come out there and you're trying to talk to him and it's just like, man, this is one of those days I may not ask a question.
Yeah.
But he yesterday was really good. So, that tells me he's feeling it leading up to the game as well. So I can't wait to watch him, just in getting to see him get some contact in there. How that explosiveness is still being maintained is something that, I want to see, because he did clearly put on some weight, some extra mass there. And, it's definitely the story.
Yeah, can't wait, and people should appreciate what, however long is left of that, for sure. I think it's going to look good this year, TD. But the guys in front of them, of course, last night, we watched the Bills just completely drub the Rams, even though they turned it over four times. And I noticed you got Saffold, you got Questenberry out there starting for a team that might win it all this year. That's the two guys gone from this offensive line, Petit Frere in, Aaron Brewer in. What with possibly Lawan and Davis possibly in a better situation this year than a year ago. What's your expectation for this offensive line, TD?
Well, it's going to be interesting to see if Aziz Ojulari and Kayvon Thibodeau go. If they aren't out there, then I expect that offensive line to dominate. But if they are out there, they still need to be able to hold it down. And it's a good early test for Ferrer, because both of those guys they're solid pass rushers, young pass rushers, obviously, with Thibodeau being a rookie and Ojulari a second-year player. So I want to see how that matchup goes. I expect them at times to have a little bit of trouble with that overload blitzes and, just some of the things that they do to create free runners to the quarterback, whether it's blitzing off the corner or anything like that. But I think they should be able to hold their own overall against that group.
TD, how involved do you expect Hooper and Okonkwo to be in the passing game on Sunday?
I think Okonkwo will be heavily involved in the red zone. I would imagine they'll move him around. There's so many things you could do with him. I've said it before, I'll say it again, Jonathan Smith, that's what I get when I watch Okonkwo, and I would imagine the coaching staff, see some of those similarities as well. I mean, Okonkwo himself says that's a similarity in the guy that he's, pulled a lot of things from. So you have that, and Hooper, I think, is going to be used throughout the game. He's a guy that seems like, outside of Kyle Phillips, it's Phillips and Hooper. Those seem to be the guys he trusts the most. Still working to get, more chemistry with Robert Woods, but that's going to come too. But I think Hooper's going to actually lead the team in targets.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. The pass rush, TD, obviously, you're like, Harold Landry's overall game is not going to be replaced. I was talking about this earlier, you know, watching the Bills last night, it's like, God, it would be cool to see, like, this Titans defense at full force with Landry against them and see what it looks like. We're not going to get to see that this year. But there's still a lot to like there for the Titans in terms of pass rush. You know, what do you think we're going to see from Weaver, from Dupree, and how the Titans might adjust also with Autry?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what I asked Coach Bowen about. And, you know, he mentioned Autry at DeMarcus Walker. So the way that they're going to do it, DeMarcus Walker will have his hand in the dirt, and Autry's going to stand up outside linebacker. That's pretty much been the big adjustment, you know. And Bud Dupree will be on the opposite side, and they'll just work it that way. And I think you'll continue to see, you know, the twists and stunts that they execute up front, but they may have to blitz a little bit. And that's one of the things that really made that defense better last year with Harold Landry, is you could get pressure with that front four. You rush four, you drop seven in coverage. It's a lot better going against a team like the Bills, you know. So that's something that they're going to have to figure out, how to maintain that ability to get pressure with that front four. And I actually think they can, because, I mean, it's not like Bud Dupree is a slouch. You know, that's a very good player, and he is another year removed from that knee injury. So I think, you know, they'll still be able to get after the quarterback.
Well, TD, we've made it. The regular season is here. Appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning. Have fun on Sunday. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, for sure. Appreciate you guys.
Absolutely. Teron Davenport, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road, presented by Crane Works and Rental Works, your source for crane and equipment rental. Visit craneworks.com. We'll continue the conversation on the Titans, including some very interesting comments from Max Kellerman on this game coming up on Sunday as well. That's next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Join Big Joe Dubin and Elijah Campbell tonight for the Apple Collision Center's Game Blitz, presented by National Playmakers Academy from 6 to midnight. They'll preview the big games and then take you through the night of high school football around the mid-state. It's the Apple Collision Center's Game Blitz, presented by National Playmakers Academy on 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road. We are streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Our video streaming brought to you by the Law Offices of Amanda Gentry. We are live from the Hillside Medical Game Studio on this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Thanks to TD for joining us in the last segment. I am very much looking forward to Derrick Henry playing football on Sunday. It's funny to me, like preseason, he just kind of like goes off into the corner and we forget that Derrick Henry's there for a while, and now we're about to see a heavy dose of Derrick Henry coming up beginning on Sunday. But at least one national media member believes that he is not going to be the running back that shines in this game coming up on Sunday. Here's what Max Kellerman had to say earlier today on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, talking about the Giants game and Saquon Barkley coming up on Sunday.
Saquon Barkley will have a bigger impact on the Giants' opening game than Derrick Henry will for the Titans. That's where I'm going. That's a hot take right there.
Can I ask you why?
Well, Derrick Henry's had an enormous workload these, like, the last three, four seasons. Enormous workload. Running backs will tend to wear down. And Saquon can catch passes. He can do a lot of things. He's motivated. And to tell you the truth, I thought Saquon was probably the most valuable back his rookie year in the NFL, period. I thought he was probably the most valuable back. I expect him to be better than that this year.
So that was Max Kellerman on Saquon Barkley and Derrick Henry coming up on Sunday, saying that Barkley will have a bigger impact in this game than Derrick Henry will. Joe Rexrode, your reaction to that from Max Kellerman discussing Saquon Barkley, who in the last 2 years has played 15 games and has about 600 yards to his credit running the ball.
Uh-oh. That's not my own mute.
We're going to count it. One.
No. As a fantasy owner in the Titans Media League who has Saquon Barkley, who had to hear Kaharski, you know, whatever he said about it, I hope Max Kellerman's right. At least Kellerman said that he's it's a hot take. I mean, at least he acknowledged that it's a hot take.
He is correct.
I don't think he's going to – I mean, the matchup, I think that Henry's matchup is more favorable, even though I do think that the Giants, like TD laid out there, I think they're going to be aggressive. And Wink Martindale is aggressive, and they're going to they're going to probably sell out at times to stop him and say, okay, Woods, who's that guy? Westbrook, Akine? How do you say it? Yeah, you beat our corners one-on-one. That's fine. Yeah, go ahead. We'll go ahead and just load up here. I still think it's a better matchup for him than Barkley because I think the Titans run defense across the board. I think the Titans could have the number one run defense in the NFL this year.
Ooh, I like that.
How about a little hot take to go right back to Max Kellerman?
Have some, Max.
I think they could. Harold Landry hurts there too. But I think, like he said, like TD said, Tier Tart, we talked about him earlier today. He's one of those deep cuts who was hurt last year. Naquan Jones did a good job in there, and it's nice to have them both. But Tier Tart, when he's healthy, is good. So I think if Saquon Barkley has a big impact in this game, it's probably more as a receiver than as a runner, which could happen.
It could happen. Look, I'm really interested to see what Barkley looks like coming up on Sunday. He was awesome his rookie year, as Kellerman pointed out. He had 1,300 yards rushing, 11 touchdowns. He had another 721 yards receiving. So you're talking about over 2,000 yards from scrimmage his rookie year. And really, he was good his second year, and then he got hurt late in the year. And then the last 2 years have just been, the ACL injury in 2020, and he was coming off that last year and just – he wasn't very good last year. I'm interested to see what he looks like this year. He did not look good a year ago. All reports out of camp for the Giants are that, he looks fresh, he looks healthy, he looks ready to go. I mean, it feels like he's been around forever. He's 25 heading into this year. So he's not an old guy by any stretch of the imagination. Look, I think Derrick Henry is going to play really well on Sunday. And, the conditions may favor that. You may get some rain in Nissan Stadium. We'll see what happens, but I am very, very excited, and I was telling this to TD last segment, to watch Derrick Henry play coming up on Sunday. There's always a certain level of excitement that comes with watching him play football. I think it's heightened for me even more heading into this game because there is a little bit of curiosity of exactly what it's going to be. Like, we knew what Derrick Henry was last year before he got hurt. There is a little bit of curiosity to me heading into this game of, all right, well, does he have the explosiveness? Can he handle the wear and tear of the season? We're not going to find out the answer to that in week one. What really intrigues me, going back to this Titans offense as a whole, can he still kill you with the big play? Like, can he still pop one? Because he is, it's a thing of beauty to watch him take a ball 75, 80 yards and run past the defense. And that's what's made him so special of a back, is that size and the ability to do that. Can he still do that? Like, does he still have the explosiveness to pop a big one? Because we talk about big plays and where they're going to come from offensively. Obviously, you're going to need them to happen more frequently than your running back popping off 75-yard runs. But if he can still do that, that certainly helps with the Titans offense.
Well, yeah. Two games last year they won, Salem, Buffalo. That was their comeback offense was, hey, will you please run a long touchdown run in?
Yeah.
And then Seattle. And then he changed the Buffalo game completely. It was not going well for the Titans at all. And then he just said, nope. Forget that. I'm off to the end zone, and the game changed. And it's a great question. We've talked about the, and TD mentioned it, the extra size he has. It seriously looks like he added a slight layer of muscle around everything, And I get why. Does that slow him down at all? You can't tell. Like, there's no actual plays where they're playing tackle football in the preseason with Derrick Henry where you could even know if he's outrunning the defense in the end zone. He does look fast to me. He looks like great cutting, all that stuff. But it's a great question. At some point, does he go down from 23 miles an hour to 21 or something and a corner catches him? The problem is with the corner, if he sees him, that stiff arm might, launch you into the third row, But, no, it's a great question, and it's I'm just excited to see it. I know that there's been a lot of talk about slow starts for him, but yeah, he had a 100-yard game at Denver 2 years ago in the opener.
He did. He had 31 carries in that game, but he did.
Yeah, it wasn't great. Last year was just, he's out of it. He really is basically out of the game by early in the third. It's a blowout. So, in 19 he had a huge day at Cleveland with the 75-yard screen, throwback screen. Maybe they put that back in the offense. Is it long? Has it been long?
They tried
enough?
It the year after, and it didn't work a single time. It may have been gone long enough now to where he can try it again.
They scrapped it, I think, pretty early in 2020. Like, okay, people, all right. But I love it. It's play action to him, and then you throw it back. And I mean, just any kind of space you can give that guy. Now it's like, oh, it's such a problem for the defense. I say bring it back. Another thing I want to know on Derrick Henry, very important. See, the thing is, Derrick Henry deserves to have his name called Sunday when they introduce the teams.
I agree.
They should introduce the offense. But you know what? I don't think they will.
Think they're going defense?
I think they're going to be cowards and introduce the defense. And the defense, there's a lot of great players people love too, Jeff Simmons and Kevin Byard and all that stuff. But I think that they're not going to introduce the offense because they don't want whatever you might hear for Ryan Tannehill. Make that one of my called shots.
Do you think because of the Tannehills, like, do you think if they do introduce the offense on Sunday, that Tannehill's just going to get, like, mercilessly booed as he runs out of the tunnel before the game even starts?
I don't think so. I think there will be some boos.
Okay.
But I think it will be, you know, it will be sort of like golf clapping for him, you know? I mean, what they should do is just like,
hey, Ryan.
Okay, hope you're good. Okay. Yeah.
Throw the ball to our team this time.
Derek, and then Derek, yeah. But I don't think it's, you know, and I think.
Here's Derek Henry.
And Ryan Tannehill right behind him.
Ryan Tannehill, starting quarterback.
Tannehill runs out right behind him. They run out together.
Yeah. Here we go,
Ryan Tannehill. It's Ryan Tannehill and Derek Henry together. Here they come. Nashville's dynamic duo out there.
Introduce the offense so that people can greet Derrick Henry. Don't worry about Ryan Tannehill. That's my plea to the Tennessee Titans.
We'll have Call Your Shot Friday coming up at 8:40. Yeah, it is 8:45. Coming up later this hour on the program. I'll give you an early one, and this is not on my list, so I can just go ahead and say it. Derrick Henry is going to have over 140 yards rushing on Sunday.
Okay.
140 plus. I don't know what it is. I just felt a big one coming from Derrick Henry on Sunday. So we'll see what happens on that front. 615-737-1025. We'll continue the discussion on the Titans. We'll give you some keys to victory for the Titans against the Giants coming up this weekend as well. That is next. The start of the NFL season is here, and the best place to practice your touchdown dance is on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel is kicking off week one with a no-sweat bet for everybody, so it doesn't matter if you're a new customer or if you already have an account. You'll get free bets back if you don't win. Just log in and see for yourself. I like the Packers to cover against the Vikings. I like the Titans against the Giants as well. But you take it any way you want to take it. You can bet on any time. Touchdown scores, anything you want, just make sure you do it on FanDuel Sportsbook. Just sign up with promo code ROB to get started. Once again, that promo code is ROB. Either way, celebrate the return of football season with a no-sweat bet during week one. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued is non-withdrawable free bets that expire 14 days after receipt. A max refund of $5 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Got a gambling problem? Call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Make sure you tune into this weekend's NFL Game of the Week on 102.5, 106.3 The Game as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers go up against the Dallas Cowboys at 7:20 coming up on Sunday night. Brought to you by Red Spirits and Wine in Bellevue. Talking Titans, taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line and welcome in Dan from Nashville who wants to weigh in. Dan, thanks for calling in to Robbie and Rex Road.
Yeah, my pleasure. Good morning, guys. When Joe was just mentioning the that little thin layer of extra muscle on Derrick Henry, they got me thinking that that might not actually be a positive. I would think maybe losing some weight would be better since he's, you know, with more weight, you're putting more pressure on your lower limbs. And with his injury history and breaking a bone in his foot, that would give me pause to think that maybe he might actually be at a higher risk for re-injuring his foot. And I don't know if you guys know this or not, but his injury history in the past with his fibula, his hamstring, his calf, and his foot, do you know if that's all been on the right side or on the same side just in his past? And Do you think if he were to miss some time that the Titans would be able to replicate the successes that they had last season, this season as well, if they'd be able to roll over?
Hey, thanks for the call, Dan. We appreciate it. I mean, let's start on the weight thing there because, you know, I think it's important to clarify. He's not, you know, Eddie Lacy out there running around. So,
look.
No disrespect to Eddie Lacy, by the way.
Yeah, well, you got to rip the former Packers, huh?
He was pretty good for a little bit.
He got a little big. Listen, I mean that's a fair point, and let's remember, muscle weighs more than fat.
It does.
So it is a fair point. Now also let me make some things clear.
I did not call Eddie Lacy fat, by the way. You did. Keep going.
Did I say fat? Tubby.
Okay.
Be nice.
Portly. I don't think I didn't. If I said it, I apologize.
Everyone's on their own weight journey.
Yes, that's right.
Rex. Yeah.
Yes. I'm actually looking up the fibula. That's actually a fair question. He did fracture his fibula going way back to like his freshman year at Alabama.
Yeah.
But I just want to make something clear. Like, I am going by my
idea. Yeah, we don't know how much Derrick Henry weighs heading into the year.
I don't know how much he weighs. And it looked like he gained a layer of muscle. And honestly, could it be just that I hadn't seen him in a few months? I was like, holy crap. He's huge. I don't know. That actually would be a good poll question to throw out to the beat writers on the Titans. Like, do you agree? Because I was like, I think he actually has like a third, like, deltoid above the second deltoid. You know, like that's what it looks like to me. But no, I mean, it's a fair point. You don't want, when you have that huge, powerful body and then those tiny little bones in your feet and you're putting such pressure on them with the cutting. I mean, you can see how that injury could happen. And now that it has happened, does that make it more likely to happen again? I'll direct you to a quote. I haven't talked about any athletic stories in a while. I'll direct you to a quote that actually I got last year, but I put it back in the story with my prediction that he's going to win the rushing title and NFL Comeback Player of the Year, which is a shot. Here's a quote from Kenneth Jung, who's actually the Rams foot surgeon. Quote, "This particular fracture, would I expect him to come all the way back from it? Yes, I would expect a full recovery. I would not look at this as the start of some downward spiral. A lot of players in the NFL and at pretty much every level of athletics have Jones fractures. That's the fifth metatarsal, the little pinky bone, which is the foot you cut. You know, I mean, you can see how it could be problematic. But according to this doctor, you shouldn't look at it like, oh, now it's X percent more likely to
look,
snap
at this point,
again.
It's healed.
Right. But, no, I mean, it's a fair point about weight and pounding and all that stuff. I can't seem to figure out here if that fibula was right or left based on the Nick Saban's very good about giving information to
media.
Yeah,
I'm surprised he didn't come out with a detailed description of it.
Yeah, yeah. But, look, it's the biggest question. I mean, the biggest question about Derrick Henry to me is not – I mean, you're right. Like, can he still hit the home run? I don't know. But if it's a 53-yard run instead of an 80-yard run, okay.
He'll take it.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be really good if he plays. Biggest question is, will he be healthy all year? Is he going to be? He brought up, you know, Gore and Peterson asked about the 30-year-old, you know, approaching 30 and running backs off the cliff. I mean, is he one of those guys? You force me to guess right now. I'm going to say he is, but we don't know.
We don't. So with that in mind, I think Derrick Henry's going to play a big factor in the game coming up on Sunday. Joe Rexroad, your keys to victory for the Titans as they take on the New York Football Giants on Sunday.
Well, I think this is one of those games that if the Titans don't have a lot of miscues, they're going to win. So if you really just want to boil it down to getting out of there with a win, don't give them the ball. Don't give them extra possessions. I do think that TD hit on another one of my keys, which is absolutely the matchups of the receivers. He highlighted the UCLA, you know, slot corner versus Phillips, UCLA on UCLA coverage, but, you know, those outside corners, Adoree, I assume it's Adoree Jackson, Robert Woods. If the Giants are going to be as aggressive as Wink Martindale typically has been, then, and I would. If I was Wink Martindale coming to this game, I'm like, yeah, I'm not afraid of their receivers.
Right.
Sorry. You prove me wrong, but it's Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, nice story, not afraid of him. Robert Woods coming off an ACL, good player, not afraid of him. So to me, a huge key is those matchups. Winning, getting off press coverage, staying on your route, timing with Tannehill, making them pay. for how I think they're going to play the Titans. One of the keys would be, because TD brought him up, but it just doesn't sound good for certainly for Thibodeau, but I mean probably for Ojulari either. That would be one of the keys, would be those pass rushers, because I think that eventually is going to be one of the strengths of the Giants' potential this year.
Yep. But
the Titans are probably getting a break there. You know, and then on the other side of the ball, it's just simple to me. You stop the run, and you put Daniel Jones in bad situations, and you're going to sack him. You're going to probably turn him over some. You're going to get a lot of stops. Don't let Saquon Barkley have a big day running the ball. And I think I like the Titans' chances a lot of that. So those would be my off the top of the head keys.
Well, that's where it starts with me is shutting down Barkley in the run game. Like, the more Daniel Jones is throwing the ball, and this is another great illustration of me getting cold taked on Monday. But to me, the more Daniel Jones is throwing the ball, the better that probably is if you're the Titans out there. So slow down Saquon Barkley. Make sure you know he doesn't ever really get going in that game. Like you, I think the Titans are well equipped to do that with the personnel they have on the defensive side of the ball. And offensively, get the tight ends going. I want to see what Hooper can do. Utilize the middle of the field. We've talked about this all offseason. Not much in the middle of the field last year for the Titans if it wasn't coming from, like, you know, A.J. Brown lining up in the slot and running over the middle out there. Get Hooper involved. Get Phillips involved. You know, how does that open up the rest of the passing game? You know, I would say a key as the season moves forward is finding out how to manufacture some big plays down the field. I don't know if you're necessarily going to need that from Robert Woods and Nick Westbrook-Ikhine in this game. You hope not anyway if you're the Titans, but – you know, that offense, the passing game in the middle of the field, be that Phillips, be that Woods lining up in the slot, Burks over the middle, Hooper, whoever it is, I'm interested to see how much better the Titans are in that area heading into the game on Sunday.
Yeah. They've gotten weaker on the outside. There is no way around it. And I think this year that's going to be apparent on some game days. I think that's going to be apparent and it's going to be harmful. But they are better. They have a slot receiver, an actual slot receiver. They have actual number one tight end kind of guy in Austin Hooper. He's the number one tight end in the NFL. He's good enough to be that. I think he will be that this year. So that's where they should be better. And I'm very intrigued by TD. Well, I'm intrigued by all the rookies, you know, and how they're going to be used, how often they're going to be used. But I'm very intrigued with the Chigakonkwo situation too. Because I understand the Jonnu Smith comparison. I guess I'm kind of I'm a little bit of a Jonnu Smith homer.
You are.
I mean, and I'm stunned still that it hasn't worked out as well as I thought it would so far in New England. But Chig is still a rookie. He is not that level of physicality. He is a mismatch problem. So can they find ways to utilize that? And can he be good enough as a blocker this year to be in different situations? But either way, like the red zone, that is going to be very interesting to see. I think that makes sense to use him there, and can he make some plays?
Play silly underdog picks today. Pick three football underdog teams you think will win this week for a chance to win great prizes. You can play now at thegamenashville.com or the Game Nashville app. Silly underdog picks presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket. Coming up next, it is time for the first full season edition of Call Your Shot Friday with football being back. The NFL is back, college football loaded weekend locally here as well. Hit up your bold predictions on the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. We'll get to that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game. And it is that time of the week, time for Call Your Shot Friday here on Robbie and Rex Road. As always, we encourage your bold predictions, your participation on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. The Titans in action in the regular season, the Vols, the Doors, everything on the table. Hit up our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Joe Rex Road, how did we do last week in Call Your Shot Friday?
Of course, Michelle bailed on us. She's like, yeah, see ya. My Friday starts early, guys.
She did.
Yeah.
But so, Nick, I'll go with Nick. He did throw in, what did he do? He had McKinnon's about to get an 8-year, $12 million AAV deal. Nathan, that is. Also, Western Kentucky with the easy cover. What was the line? They won 49-17.
Miami, they,
the line
they
was like 16.5 or something like that. 17.5.
Good call.
They covered.
Good call, Nick. So, Robbie, Ohio State will beat Notre Dame by 31+.
Nope.
Florida will lose by 20+ to Utah.
Nope.
Titans will sweep the Colts and win the AFC South. Be afraid, Titans fans.
Could be bad.
Ray Davis, a 65-plus yard TD run versus Elon.
He did not, but he played well.
He did play well. Bills will lose to the Rams.
Nope.
Yeah. All right.
This is a brutal addition to Call Your Shot Friday for me.
Now, let's see. I made it official. The Colts will win the AFC South. So one of us, so we had some opposing shots. I also said Ohio State will cover the 17 points against Notre Dame, so I was actually wrong on that one. But Florida will pull a crazy shocker over Utah at home, which may sound crazy, but most people, I think, believe Utah's about to blow the Gators out. That's what I wrote. And
you were correct.
Ding, 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 ding. I also said Will Shepard will have 150 yards receiving and 2 touchdowns Saturday, an easy win over Elon, which I just realized he did not, which I just realized, like, I must have, like, Will Shepard on the brain because here comes some shots for this week.
Well, he did have 2 touchdowns.
He did have 2 touchdowns. So half right. I'll take it.
So let's get rolling this week. Michelle Knezovic, would you like to kick us off with the first complete football season or edition of Call Your Shot Friday?
I would love to.
I'm struggling speaking today.
And especially since you guys didn't get to hear my shots last week, I would love to grace you with my presence.
Are you going to do a Porth-like 17 shots?
Porth, like 25 called shots?
Yeah. I have a couple spicy ones. I do need to update everybody and say that, you know, my called shot that was going really strong for a while about the Cincinnati Reds, they are at 55 games, and I think 57 is what I said they wouldn't get above. They've got about 13 games left, so listen.
Like originally you said 23, but yeah.
Well, that was original. But they are 55-80 right now. So if they go 2-13 in or 11 in the next couple games, that will be my called shot.
I'd like to congratulate you and the 17 other people that are still keeping up with the Reds this time of year.
Switching over to some college football and starting with my Kentucky Wildcats, Will Levis.
Oh, boy.
Over 555 passing yards.
555?
Yep.
In one game?
Against the Gators?
Yep.
They're not playing Florida A&M.
I know.
This is a called shot.
This is a shot.
My goodness. Yep. Are they're
that
just
is
not
a
gonna
wildfire.
So basically you think they're not going to run the ball because they have no running backs.
Nope, they have no running backs.
Okay. 555. My goodness. Okay.
Book it, call it, Will Levis, put mayonnaise in your coffee. Okay?
If he does this, I'm going to start putting Dukes in my stuff all day.
If he does this, you're getting the haircut of Von Miller. Pitt wins in overtime over Tennessee with a field goal.
Okay. I can see overtime.
This, Robbie kind of mentioned this earlier. I also had this. Derrick Henry rushes for over 150 yards. I'm going to add a TD in there for him as well. And Bud Dupree has a sack trick. Three sacks.
Three of them.
Did you guys like that?
That was a
sack trick.
That would match his season total from a year ago in week one.
Whoa. And finally, Texas stuns Bama.
Oh.
Mine are spicy as heck today.
Getting out there a little bit.
That one is spicy.
That one's spicy. The Will Levis 555 yards is not quite spicy enough for you.
Yeah, they're not even running the ball. Just let it rip, Tater Chip.
Nice. You're doing the assignment correctly. Hey, that's what we're supposed to be doing.
Definitely a bold prediction. Joe Rexroad, your called shots of the week.
I feel like mine are pretty inadequate. But let me just tell you, Anthony Richardson, touchdown pass with less than 10 seconds left to lift the Gators to a 27-24 win over Kentucky. So at least I'm being specific.
All right.
Dude.
It will be crazy that the Wildcats only scored 24 points with those 555 passing yards.
Nuts.
That's a lot of picks in the end zone. Will Shepard, again, like I'm going to keep doing this. More than 100 yards.
He's going to be your Firkser from last year.
Yeah, exactly. Firkser every week. More than 100 yards, 2 touchdowns against Wake Forest. Jimmy Holiday.
Okay.
A touchdown of more than 70 yards at Pittsburgh. I think they're going to find a way to get him downfield against that aggressive defense, and this time Hendon Hooker is going to hit him. And finally, Austin Hooper will have more receiving yards Sunday than Saquon Barkley has rushing yards.
Oh, I like that one. That's a good one. That is a called shot. I like that one a lot. All right. A.J. Dillon, Aaron Jones combined for 150-plus total yards and 2 touchdowns against the Vikings. They're going to have to be on the field together a lot this year based on the lack of weapons that the Packers have at receiver. So we'll see what happens on that front. Rashawn Gary, 2 sacks against Minnesota. Cedric Tillman will have 2 touchdown receptions of 45 yards or more. 2 touchdown receptions of 45 yards or more against Pittsburgh. Could have had 2 or 3 of those last year. Didn't quite get hit.
Yes, he could have.
The Tennessee Titans will force a safety against the Giants in this game coming up on Sunday. So the defense will force a safety. Fresh off an excellent punt from Ryan Stonehouse. So good game from Stonehouse.
Yeah.
Ryan Tannehill with a rushing touchdown of 10 or more yards. And finally, more than 65 points will be scored combined between the Raiders and the Chargers. I'm very much looking forward to that game. I can't watch it because it's the same time as the Titans and same time as the Packers too. So I can't watch like 17 games at one time. But the Raiders-Chargers intrigue me. The over-under is like 52.5. I think 65 or more points going to be scored in that game. A lot of offense going to happen in that game.
I like that shot for sure. Also, you brought it up. I really don't like the schedule. The early window Sunday is very underwhelming.
It's not good.
And the late window is amazing.
Yeah. Let's go to the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Got a texter that says, my shot is the Titans will finish the regular season with 25-plus sacks. Matt Ryan will lead the Colts to a second-place finish in the division, and the Detroit Lions will make the playoffs this year. It's 25-plus sacks. Dylan. It's not much.
No, that would be What did they have last year,
43?
Yes, I think that's right. Yeah, 25 is bad number.
Jim from Springfield.
Maybe he's saying they're going to be dog water. Beat cheeks.
Jim from Springfield on the text line says Derrick Henry will have 150 yards and 2 touchdowns to let the NFL know that he is back. Raymond in Franklin has taken issue with Michelle's called shots. Says, I guess called shots don't have to be believable any longer. Really taking issue with your 555 yards.
Well, I don't know if that's what it – maybe it's something else, but
probably. Well, it could be Texas.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, actually, which is a bigger – first of all, Raymond, actually, I think she's doing it right. I think that's
–
we're supposed to be calling shots. But which of those is bolder? Texas beating Bama or Will Levis 555 yards?
Will Levis.
I mean, 555. Texas beating Bama. I don't know, man.
Look, man, I think it's gonna be tough. For the Longhorns. Alan from Little Rock on the text line says Treylon Burks, 4 catches, 49 yards, and a touchdown this weekend against the Giants. Titans win by 2 touchdowns. So 4 catches, 49 yards, and a touchdown. Honestly, Joe, I'd probably sign up for the 4 catches, 49 yards, and a touchdown right now for Treylon Burks.
Oh, absolutely. Since Chase is in the studio, I now have to go back to a Junie text. Let me just read this. Speaking of called shots. The Lions aren't as bad as Joe thinks. Defense a work in progress. Our offense is solid. DeAndre Swift, St. Brown, DJ Shark, Jameson Williams, who is hurt right now, by the way. Hawkinson's a top 10 tight end. Their OL's above average. With the Bears sucking, Vikings have a new coach playing the NFC last place schedule. Give this team a 7-9 win window and a shot at the last wild card. Okay, well, you're on the list, too, of hot takery.
Dan Campbell, baby. In Dan Campbell, we trust.
I mean, I trust him to make me laugh.
I just want to again point out that Chase had the choice of the Detroit Lions and Tom Brady, and he went with the Detroit Lions.
Listen, Brady's got problems. He's got a bunch of stuff going on.
Do you know, would you like me to tell you about the Detroit Lions problems?
Oh, I'm aware, but it's got to change at some point, man.
Oh, yeah.
Does it?
Yeah, that's what a lot of people who are dead now said many decades ago, okay?
Our final called shot coming from Alex from Montreal says the Colts will start 0-5. 0-5.
Wow, there's a shot. They do have a tough early schedule. That's a shot.
I pointed this out to you earlier. The Colts were the biggest line of the week in the NFL on the FanDuel Sportsbook, -7.5 against Houston. So they're the biggest favorite.
By the way, Dylan just said I fat fingered it. By the way, he's the one who said fat. Fat fingered it. He meant 45-plus.
Okay. Sacks. That's a little better.
That's better, and that's a good shot, and that would be very good with no Landry.
Coming up next, we'll get into the Vols, a big game coming up tomorrow against Pittsburgh. We'll give our thoughts on keys to victory for Tennessee and what a win would mean for Josh Heupel and company in year 2 of his program. That's next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.